This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you guys get it fantastic this weekend. The Tumbleweed Music Festival rolls into Lacine, Kansas, which is just outside of KCK or KC proper. And I was down at Rocklahoma. Sunday night was an amazing night, man. Just a fantastic day. Jackal played, Blackstone Cherry played, and then Blackberry Smoke on the second, and they just murdered it, just absolutely murdered it that night, man. It was so good.
Charlie Starr is on the line right now. They'll be here Friday night.
Our next guest is the front man for the Southern rock band who have built a huge following by touring relentlessly, selling out shows across the U.S. and Europe. His name is Charlie Starr. The band is Blackberry Smoke. The bells will ring and the flames will fly. 2,000 years of fury in the big black sky. Testify, some win, some lose. Everybody's gonna have to stand a cue. Yeah.
Well, I dreamed I heard that people will say, hey, I'm lucky as a seven.
The band recently released an acoustic EP, The Southern Ground Sessions. They just wrapped up dates in South America and at Rocklahoma. And this Friday night, you can see them live on stage at the Tumbleweed Music Festival in Lacine, Kansas. Please welcome Blackberry Smoke front man and friend of the show, Charlie Starr.
Here I am, see me coming around, swinging out wide with the hammer down. There I go, watch me leave
the behind. Look at you. We're just hanging out every week, aren't we?
Yeah, man.
You.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you. What a great show you had Sunday night, man, in Rocklahoma.
Well, thanks, man. How about the body surfing that was going on.
Isn't it crazy? It struck me, because I knew that you guys were playing the Tumbleweed Music Festival here in Lacine, and you guys, Blackberry Smoke is basically the cool guy in school that everybody wanted at their party. And it didn't matter if it was the jocks or the freaks. It didn't matter if it was what group of kids it was. Everybody wanted that guy to come hang, and that's what the band has become, no matter where you go.
Well, I don't know about that, but
listen, let me brag for you. So I was showing everybody, and I'll have to do it off my phone, but I thought it was so absolutely amazing the way everything happens for you guys. Because, you know, we talked about this. I used to be so bummed that radio, as I tried country radio to embrace you guys, and you would push here locally, and they're a bunch of pussy program directors, and they're all scared for their jobs, and I get it. They're not good at what they do. But they... So they don't want to, you know, ever try and make their own decisions. And then you guys are all over the world. And the other day, I was so amazed. Listen to this, you guys. This is São Paulo, Brazil. Their first language is Portuguese. Listen. That is absolutely amazing. You're in the middle of São Paulo, Brazil. Their first language is Portuguese. There's no radio station playing you there. You know, there is no video they're following for that. That's because they love Blackberry Smoke, and they love that album, and they love that song.
Yeah, man, it was... I did not expect that. And, I mean, what do you do, you know? And that's miraculous to me. God bless them.
Yeah, No, I'm not kidding. I text you, and I was choked up and proud for you because I do know that's rare. I know it's so rare for that natural love of a band anymore. But, you know, sometimes I think the big machine programs people into thinking they like certain bands because they beat it into their heads on whatever, you know, pop rock radio deals going on. But then there's the real, the genuine, the truth that comes through. And that means people find great on their own. And when they do, they love it and they hold on to it more stronger and forever. For their whole life, they'll love that band. And I do it with bands. You know, it's a gift that certain bands have, man. The Dead had it. You know, they're just bands that have it. And you guys, you have it.
Well, thank you very much, my friend.
Now, I know, and I know that's not your thing to take accolades and expand on them. But I just thought that was so fantastic, man. And then off to Rocklahoma, and then over to Tumbleweed Music Festival. Like I said, the cool kid that's going to all the parties and is always welcomed with open arms. This will be a fun 3-day event too. They got Thursday, Friday, Saturday going, and you guys are Friday night at 9:30, and then the other good band. I think Whiskey Myers is going to be great on Saturday as well.
Oh yeah, man, those guys are fantastic. They're old friends of ours, Texas, Oklahoma guys. Good band.
Man, I don't know when this is going to slow down for you. The second you guys pass through here, then I see that you're gone and you're in another country. You're in Eastern Bloc countries. You're down in South America. You're coming back across the United States again, and it doesn't seem to be slowing. It feels like it's just picking up speed for you.
Man, the summer is most definitely busy, and Christine, my wife, and I just bought a new house, and I don't get to see it for a while.
Right.
But, you know, she's all shucks. I actually get to move, to miss the move-in, too. Damn it. Huh.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Dude, I know. That's darn it. I'm so looking forward to moving all of our stuff. Yeah. But let me tell you how hard these guys work, though, and I thought it was great. Jesse and he would connect at Rocklahoma, and it's always good to see you guys hanging. And then I know both of you got up after late nights and 4 o'clock in the morning, went to the Tulsa airport, met for coffee before your 6 a.m. flights.
Absolutely. And he had an even better, he's the busiest person I've ever met.
It's ridiculous.
He was flying home for a birthday party, one of his chilling.
Missed Thea, turned 16.
I mean, you know, I think that's where some of us learned it from, is people like him. Like, all right, well, he never stops. I guess I can't.
Well, man, you can't, because the sons of bitches might catch you.
That's right. Yeah. He taught us that.
Yeah, it's but that's how you do it. You make your own path. If you wait for the other guys to make your path, and we've all seen bands that have done it, bands you love, and you went, man, I bet you can do it. And then for whatever reason, they don't take the reins of their own life on whatever level. And the world just mows them down. And you hate to see it, because I've seen some great talent sidelined by not taking the reins.
Yeah, if you wait for somebody else to do it for you, then you'll be sitting still a long time.
Yeah, of course. Now, you guys, the cycle begins again. At some point, a new record has got to come out. The Birth.
Yeah, I've got some new songs written. But we have a live album, DVD, that's going to come out in the summer. And it's from the show that we do in Atlanta every year around Thanksgiving. And I love every show that we play, but obviously playing your hometown is pretty magical. And we had threatened for a few years to film it and record it, because it can get just crazy good, you know. And we finally did, and I think we really captured something special.
Well, you guys, that's where you shine. And if you guys, you got to make it Friday night to Tumbleweed Music Festival. It's just outside of Kansas City. You're just going to have to find a place to camp and have a good time. Hopefully the weather's going to clear up by then. And hell, it can't rain forever. I mean, last night, dude, I'm down there with Sassy Von Fancy Pants, your friend, and that tornado that hit Kansas City went straight over the property in the house that she lives in. I was hunkered down in the basement with the dogs and her. Like, I was got a picture of it. I mean, that thing, it was a mile wide when it went past.
Jesus. Well, hey, I got a story for you. Our tour manager was formerly a tour manager for Leon Russell for years, and he said they were playing in Pennsylvania somewhere, a gig one day, and my buddy is from Georgia, so he doesn't know. What does he know about a tornado, you know? Sure. He knows about as much as I do. But he said the promoter comes out early in the day and says, all right, tornado on the ground, 15 minutes out, everybody in the basement. And he started freaking out, saying, oh, damn, okay, all right, well, let me get Leon on the phone. He's in the bus. So he calls him on his cell phone, says, hey, man. And Leon was riding around on his Rascal at that point. You know, he's an old guy. He said, you need to get in here. We got to get in the basement. Tornado on the ground 15 minutes out. He said, Leon said, who said that? He said, the promoter. And he said, call me when you can see it.
Dude, that's those guys, man. And I still find guys outside here in Kansas standing outside waiting for that tornado to almost get to them before they bother to walk into the Frady hole. Because it's hard to look away. And that is a truth. I stood outside for about as long as I felt comfortable. Because it's so frightening. It's so big and it's so destructive that you're drawn to it, man. And I don't know what that ridiculous moth to flame nature is of humanity. But it's really hard to look away.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I've never seen one and don't plan to.
I hope you never do. Well, listen, Saturday night, before you guys played on Sunday, we were in Tulsa staying at that Hard Rock, and I saw they cleared the casino floor because a tornado came ripping through. And I've never seen a casino shut the games down before.
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah. It's God bless everybody in Oklahoma, man. That's a whole nother human being. They're tougher than the rest. It's like none of the love of Texas and none of the fun of Missouri. Like they're just in the godforsaken middle of Tornado Alley, red dirt nightmare. Like, and they are a good bunch of people, and they loved that. I'll tell you, that Rocklahoma Festival to me was so much fun because the night before I'm watching Tech N9ne from Kansas City lay it the F out and the crowd embrace it. A short time later, bands like Blackberry Smoke, neither of these, which are your first definition of rock. Now, in my world, it absolutely is. But what I'm saying is I love the idea that the fake boundaries the industry, Charlie, has set up. And they set it up for years to control bands. It's not there anymore. And it's gone. And the kids destroyed it with the internet and with digital. And why it's not great for artists and digital downloading, you should always buy the record. But it is, the good part is kids can't be told what they have to like.
Right.
And what do you
That's
find?
Right, man.
What do you find like that? What is it with your fans? What do you see there?
I mean, I don't think that people ask questions to, you know, in interviews and ask if we're a rock and roll band or a southern rock band or whatever, you know. And I was like, I don't know. Ask them. They don't seem to care. They don't seem to need to put a name to it, you know. They just apparently love it. So that's the people, you know. I've had many different situations. Which song do you think should be a single? Which this do you think should be this? I'm like, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. Ask the people who buy it, you know?
Oh, it's true. You know, and everybody, and especially with a band like Blackberry, fans and myself included feel very free to give advice or opinions on music. And it's just because you love it so much, you feel such a deep connection to it, you know? And it's funny because I find myself pulling back because I had a weird dream that you guys had covered 20th Century Boy by T-Rex just because it's such a cool guitar riff. I heard it on my iPod and somehow it got stuck in my head. I was on my way to Rocklahoma and it all mixed together. But I could not tell you that. And I know you get that all the time. People tell you what they love about the band, what they would love to see more, and they feel so close to it. They feel very open about discussion with you.
Yeah, I love that. That's always welcome.
But most bands do not love that, and most bands don't get that because your fans are—they're deeply devoted to the smoke.
Yeah, and they will—you know—they'll come at you with plenty of criticism. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well. There's the internet for you. And you guys have brought such great bands. I got to thank you, man. Lucas Nelson, I had never heard him before the Uptown Show, and I'm such a fan now. What a beautiful voice, and what an incredible writer.
Man, he's just a talented dude.
Dude, he'll bring you to tears, man. And the Temperance Movement, another great band I discovered because of you guys.
Yeah, I love those guys too, man. So much good music everywhere. People just open up, you know.
When did you turn the corner on the industry? Because there's a time when you guys, I saw just, you could feel a switch in. You never played to the industry, but you still want it to happen. You know, it's like going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It just makes the world easier on you, right? But at some point you realized, this is not going to be for us. We are going to be the band that we have to cut our own path.
It's our third album, the Whippoorwill album, which we kind of, We were in this strange state of limbo and didn't know where we were going to go or what we were going to do. And Zach Brown, our Georgia buddy, he was already hugely successful. And he started a label, and he basically handed us the keys to the studio and said, "Hey, I want you to go make the record you want to make." Because we had made a record with a Nashville producer, and it didn't really feel right to me, you know. It was like we wanted to return to the way we worked on our first album, which was with Jesse, which was just like, "Hey, we're going to do what we want to do. Screw whoever doesn't like it, or whoever in the industry thinks it's wrong, or that it won't sell." That was the main thing. There's not a single or some talk like that.
Right.
And when we went in to make the album that became the Whippoorwill, we chose the songs, we decided on the production, we made the record, and all of a sudden people listened. So that, to me, I had complained previously and thought, I don't want to do something that my hunch is telling me is not right, you know, because that hunch is always right.
And, yeah.
And guess what? It was right.
Of course it is. It always is, man. And listen, I don't mind. I can live if I have to die by my own sword. But what I could not live with is dying on someone else's sword. You know, when you follow that advice, you go, "This is why am I doing this?" Because somehow they're telling you, if you do this, you'll get what you want. But in the end, it always kills you.
Exactly. You know, they started coming. They being right. Some people in Nashville started coming at me with different songs that they thought that we should record, and I was not into that idea at all. I thought, well, what kind of band are you if you don't write your own songs?
Right.
You know, that's kind of sad. But when that started to happen, I thought, no, I'm out of here. This is not where we should be.
Because that's how they want to control you. They want their songwriters, and then that's how they, you know, it's a never-ending the machine. And you guys do. Yeah. You operate outside of that machine. And that's why, you know, at the end of the day, I believe with all my heart, if you guys choose to, 20 years from now, you'll be able to see Blackberry Smoke playing, and it'll still be an incredible event because it's genuine. And it's insane to me how many years you've got behind you already.
Almost 20, man. It's nuts.
It is nuts. I can tell you, I remember where I was the first time I saw you at Sturgis live. Jake and I were talking about it this morning. Just being tore up because Jesse was tore up. And we're like, yeah, you know, because Jesse gets excited about stuff. So we wandered over there to see it. And we're watching from the side of the stage going, who in the goddamn is this? And then he handed us the new album, Bad Luck Ain't No Crime. You guys should all find it. And we just gave it away as gifts to people. I bought 15 or 20 copies over the years just to turn people on. And then, of course, by the time I got to Whippoorwill, that is just such an amazing record. And everyone after that, you still kept just everything from like an Arrowed and Sunrise in Texas, you know, Rock and Rolling and Holding All the Roses and Let Me Help You Find the Door and Thunder. It just, every album had a new sound, and it spoke to a working class, genuine human being that I think really did and does rejoice in their not being alone, that they realize there's the soundtrack to my life.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I love it.
Well, I mean, there's a real truth to that, Charlie. And you, it's not easy to write lyrics, man, and keep them genuine.
Yeah, I mean, I had advice a long time ago. Somebody that I really respected said, "Well, don't try to write about what you don't know. You know, tell the story that you know," and that's all I can do, really.
Wow. You're a good brother, man. I love you, man. I'm just so proud for you. Every time you guys take another step forward, I just watch from the sidelines and enjoy it.
Well, I love you too, man. Thank you so much.
Look, unfortunately, this weekend, I'm gonna be in your hometown in Atlanta. I've got to be there for Norm Schrutt's birthday, our illustrious agent who's 86 now. Yeah, Norm's fantastic. He lives over in Buckhead, and by the time I break that city limit, there's all kinds of cops wondering why I'm there and why I'm not wearing a suit to serve people drinks.
Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, it'll be a good time, man. But there's going to be a huge crowd for Tumbleweed Music Festival. Lacine, Kansas, just down the road. I say it starts Thursday, goes Friday night. Of course, these guys, 9:30, Blackberry Smoke, and then Saturday night, Marshall Tucker will be great, Alabama, Whiskey Myers. It's going to be a fun time, man. It's a huge festival, and we'll catch up very, very soon, man. My best to all the guys, and again, man, it was great to see you in Oklahoma.
You too, my friend, always. Right. And Cassie Von Fancy Pants.
Dude, I love you. She loves you. You take care. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.